Here we go. Final seconds.
Clutch is his name. Talking sports is his game.
End zone. Touchdown with no time left.
Pushing the limits.
They win on the last play of the ball game.
There are no limits.
Are you kidding?
Who can you count on to make the last throw or shot?
Wow, and the game is over.
Mikey Clutch. This is the final play.
Unbelievable.
We are back. We are back. Welcome into the final play with Mikey Clutch. I am your host, Mikey Clutch. Week 5 underway. The 49ers, team I root for, off to a great start to the week. Getting a win over the rival Rams in LA, moving their record to 4-1. 3-0 in the division. You can't ask for a better start, especially with all these injuries, which I will get into. The Chicago Cubs getting a win, wild card series, playing Milwaukee. First pitch is coming up here in a couple minutes, watching that live. But such a good sports week for me because I am a fan of the Cubs. I am a fan of the Niners, both getting big wins. Just love to see it. Coming off a losing week, big debt-free pick 3, losing week, first losing week of the season. That's okay. Can't win them all. I'm going to touch on this London game with the Vikings and Browns. Couple key games to watch. I will pick the debt-free pick 3 of the week at the end of the show. But first, how about Thursday night? The Niners playing the rival Rams. Brock Purdy out again. Return of the Mac. Mac Jones, baby. He is a warrior. He was getting hit. Slow to get up on a lot of plays, but he played his ass off. This is probably the most fight I've seen in a Niners team when hit with this many injuries in a season. In years past, it kind of just seemed like they couldn't compete. And, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, a big huge part of that, actually. And, I mean, you just give him the ball and let him do the rest. Shanahan also... We're used to seeing him dominate McVay and beat McVay last year. Rams ended up getting 2. Yeah, last game of the season really didn't matter for us last season. But I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of fight. Shanahan probably off to the best start coaching-wise in a season where he's limited with the talent. I mean, no Pearsall, no Jennings. You got Tonjes coming in strong with Kittle being down. You got Kendrick Bourne coming back to the team. He and Mac look just – that's a good connection right there. 10 catches for 142 yards. You got Eddie Pinero coming in, getting a 59-yard field goal. Beautiful kick to go up 23-20 in the fourth quarter. Just a lot of things to like with this team when it seemed like their backs were against the wall with all these injuries and – you know, Stafford played a hell of a game too. He's having an MVP-like season, kind of going under the radar with the Rams. But yeah, it was kind of a bad loss. Kyren Williams, huge fumble as he was going in, you know, going towards the end zone, about to score potentially, and just fumbled. And he, you know, after no fumbles in his rookie season, he's got now 11 fumbles, 8 lost the last 3 years. And, let me pause. Michael Bush, home run, Cubs up, 1-0, let's go. The Rams are going to be in the market for a running back, I think. You know, this is why they cut Cam Akers, fumbles, you know, Kyren Williams fumbled last year in the playoffs against the Eagles, and that was a one-possession game. You know, that these possessions are crucial, especially in these division games, rival games, playoff games, and Kyren Williams just, I don't know, he just can't hold on to the ball, and Blake Corum had one too. So when the backup and starter both fumble, it just, you're giving possessions away, the Niners feasted on them. The Niners really took advantage, which was good to see. They were moving the ball really well. They got off to a great start, which you needed to see from this team to kind of put the pressure on the Rams and have the Rams play catch up, and just all around good game by the Niners. I loved it. And you know, in the overtime, if you're the Rams, you definitely go forward 100 out of 100 times. Now, the play call, now, both teams call timeouts to kind of get a play going and try to figure out what the other team's going to do. And I was terrified of Puka or Kyron Williams, like a flat route, just something quick and short. It's a one-yard play. That's all you needed to get a first down. And I was just terrified of that. And what does Sean McVay do? The one thing that I think the Niners were just ready for was a run right up the middle. And Kyron Williams got stuffed. And the game's over. Niners win in overtime. And I just, out of all the plays, that was the one that I just had a feeling. I was like, if they run this, the Niners are going to stop it. That's just what it's going to be. I just had more confidence in them stopping a run right up the middle than, I don't know, just a short little flare route or flat route, just something quick to the outside to get a first down. I mean, God, you got the best receiver in the league this year in Puka, and Kyron Williams is doing some good things out of the backfield catching the ball too. So thank you, McVay. That was definitely a head-scratching decision on his part to run it up the middle, especially with a running back who, you know, for as good as Kyron Williams is, after that fumble, I mean, I wasn't worried about him. Really wasn't worried about him. So, Niners, like I said, 3-0 in the division, 4-1 on the season. Great start to week 5. Moving in. We got another early one Sunday. And that's Vikings versus the Browns. In London, Vikings, first team to go back-to-back weeks overseas. And they wanted this. They told the league, yes, we want this, because they wanted to avoid going on the road to Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I actually liked that. I thought that was a pretty bold, smart move on the Vikings as an organization, because those are probably two of the toughest places to play in the NFL, in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. But granted, they lost to Pittsburgh last week. Aaron Rodgers had a great day. I thought he was going to just... The Vikings defense is going to feast on him. I thought he was going to be sacked, couldn't get, but he was just getting rid of the ball quickly. And I think Minnesota not having a game plan to stop the quick throws and really push up on guys and try to make him hold onto the ball was a blunder on their end. Because, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, if he's got to hold onto the ball, he's not going to make the best play like he used to, you know. So getting the ball out of his hands quickly, and DK had a great game, and they almost lost. I mean, Vikings had a good, nice little comeback going in there, but yeah, I just thought Pittsburgh kind of out-game-planned the Vikings there, especially Flores, who's a great defensive coordinator, like adjust, but you can't get pressure on Rodgers if he's getting the ball out in less than, 2 seconds. But Vikings playing the Browns. Browns seem to be having a decent defense this year. They did hang around in Detroit last week. I know the score didn't look as close as it was in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were down 20-10 to start the fourth quarter, and then Lions kind of ran away with it. So, and that's an elite Detroit Lions offense with a great quarterback, great weapons. I think Vikings, they could struggle here. And Carson Wentz starting again, he's liable for a couple bad throws a game, and we'll see what the Browns can do here in London. I this has upset potential if Vikings are favored, so I like this front for the Browns. I think I touched on it a little bit last week with Mason Graham, rookie watch, but I feel like this is probably going to be a good defensive battle. I think Minnesota's going to want to come out, have a good week of practice, hopefully, that you know, and kind of bounce back from what they looked like in the first half of last week, letting Rodgers kind of have his way with them. And I don't know, we'll see what Flores has and O'Connell have game plan here. They were able to avoid the jet lag by staying overseas. So I kind of like the Browns in this one, but again, no spoiler here. I'm not putting this in the Defree Pick 3. That's for damn sure. So Yeah, Vikings-Browns, another early morning game, which I love these early morning games. You can't complain with an extra, you know, 3.5 hours of football. All right, moving on. Some games to watch for, I think, I got a couple, okay? There's only really two that I like that probably, I don't know. There's really not much this Sunday. Not a lot of juicy matchups, but one of the ones I really like is Denver going to Philly. Denver had a great dominant performance on Monday night against the Bengals. Take that for what it is, with a grain of salt. Bengals, no Joe Burrow in that defense. It just gives up so many yards, so many points, and they were able to kind of do what they wanted. And then Philly, coming off another win. I mean, 4-0, battle of the defenses. We got Vic Fangio playing his former team. And, yeah, I mean, Denver kind of feels like they're off to a slower start, and Bo Nix isn't looking as great as he did the whole year last year. He's off to a little bit of a slow start, but I don't know. Hopefully he could bounce back against this Eagles defense. A couple guys are hurt, banged up, might still be in the lineup, but, yeah, I like this matchup. I think this is going to be a defensive battle. But sometimes the defensive battles turn into some shootouts. I do like Philly in this spot at home with Denver being on the road and being in that Philadelphia environment for Bo Nix could be a handful. Could be a handful. But if there is probably a weakness, it's this Philly secondary. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see if Sutton can get going again, and these guys push and move the ball a little bit on Philly. But that's that game, and then really the only other one that seems pretty enticing is Tampa going to Seattle at that kickoff's at 3:05. Now Tampa, no Bucky Irving. They made that game really competitive in Philly. It looked like Philly was going to run away with it last week. Another comeback chance. They couldn't pull through, but some huge plays. I mean, Bucky had one, I think, that went over 70 yards. And then Abuka, I mean, he is still looking good to be Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. And he took one, I believe, over 70 yards as well. So they were able to put some big plays up on Philly to come back and make it interesting. In Seattle, they did look good on Thursday night last week in the first three quarters and then almost fumbled it and gave it away to Arizona. But I don't know what it is with them the past few years. They've struggled at home. But I think this is going to be a good match. And I think Tampa can hang around here. Spoiler alert on this one. This is in my debt-free pick three. But I think... With Tampa, no Bucky Irving. He's such a strong runner. Can they get the run game going with Rashad White? I don't know, but no Devin Witherspoon for the Seahawks. That's their top corner. And Abuka has looked so good this year. Godwin, second game back, might get so, he had a lot of targets last week, Godwin. They really did try to get him the ball. We'll see. I hope this is a competitive matchup and it goes a little back and forth. I would, of course, for the Niners' sake in that division, to love to see Tampa win. I think we got a good one set here in Seattle with Tampa and the Seahawks. So those are my games to watch. But got a quick one today. Let's go to those games that matter.
We don't do anything illegal.
Debt-free pick three.
Look what I found in my pocket. Look, a year's salary right here. What I call them? A fun coupon.
This is the debt-free pick three.
On the final play.
With Mikey Clutch.
As I mentioned earlier, coming off a losing week. It's all right. We went 1-2 last week. We covered with Houston. They were 7.5 favorites at home against the Titans. They shut them out. Green Bay did not cover the 6.5 in Dallas. They tied. And then Buffalo, I mean, they let the Saints, of all teams, hang around. Now, they could have been looking ahead to the division matchup on Sunday night against their rival and division opponents, the New England Patriots. So, that game ended up not being as close as it was throughout the whole game. But this week, I really didn't like this week. So, I'm not feeling very confident. But you know what? We got to pick three games every week. That's what we got to do. And one of the ones I kind of like and probably are going to get burned because I'm taking Dallas. -1.5 on the road in New York against the Jets. Now, the Jets defense has not looked good. They've given up over 24 points a game to everybody this year. And Dallas, we know they can score points. I mean, they've got a couple big scoring games against Green Bay and New York, the Giants. So I think this one could get ugly. And Justin Fields is still winless. I think if the opponent scores over 20 points, which is kind of an insane stat. But yeah, I like Dallas going on the road here. I think they can do it. There's some. They can expose that defense of the Jets and probably put up some points. So I got Dallas on the road, -1.5 against the Jets. I mentioned Tampa Bay. They're getting 3.5 on the road in Seattle. I do like that number because I do feel like this is a field goal game. But yeah, I think I like Tampa in this spot going on the road. That defense, let's see if they could step it up this week. I know they're banged up and dealing with some injuries, but so is Seattle. I mean, basically everybody's banged up at this point a month in the season. But that Devin Witherspoon, I don't know. He's such a good corner and a big star for them. Not being able to, I mean, that's the number one corner. They usually covers the number one receiver. And Ibuka off to a good start this year as a rookie. Could get the ball a little bit, but I got Tampa +3.5 on the road in Seattle. Then the last one, I like the Colts -6.5 at home against the Raiders. This is just, Raiders haven't shown me much all year other than week one. I did take them week one, by the way, against the Patriots, but I don't know. I need to see more. The Bears, they played last week very well. They were able to score some points. Genty had a coming out game, 3 touchdowns, and looked really dominant. But I don't know, this Colts team, are they for real? They could easily be undefeated if they don't, just blow one against the Rams. The 2 turnovers, the one that ended up being a touchback, Adonis Mitchell going into the end zone, drops the ball before, and it just, I don't know, that was a mess. So they could technically be 4-0. But yeah, I like them at home. I'm only taking this one, the big points, because they're at home, and the Raiders, I don't know, I just need to see more for them. But those are the debt-free pick 3 picks of the week. I got Dallas -1.5 on the road against the Jets, Tampa +3.5 on the road in Seattle, and the Colts -6.5 at home. First, the Raiders. That's going to do it for me. That is the final pick of the week. God bless.